The Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning, you're on the air.
Morning, Corey.
Morning, sir.
I was listening to your program just now, and I heard Mr. Point, who has been making this point consistently, that former Prime Minister Stewart said that people were getting two pensions. And he continues to give the impression that by making that statement, that the two pensions were stopped, because he's using that as his argument. If that is true, then these people cannot be now complaining that the pensions have been stopped now, because it would have had to be stopped in 2012. I don't know if you agree with me.
No, I understand the point you're making. It has me a bit confused, too.
Because I cannot understand why he continues to talk about what was said. You have to talk about what was done. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, sometimes you have people who support political parties that do more damage to the political parties than good.
I can agree with you with that for sure.
What he has just done is derail the whole social program of the Barbados Labour Party. And he has not only done that, but he has also put the public to question the integrity of ministers. This is a very serious thing. Because you cannot have the public question your Minister of Labour what he speaks about, or your Minister of Finance. And that is what Mr. Point has been doing. I believe that the two honourable gentlemen, when they spoke, they meant what they said. But he is now creating confusion in my mind that you can't listen to them, and I know it's not true. Another thing, Corey.
You're playing your balls well, Mr. Cameron. Carry on. Another thing, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Is that I heard you all speaking about youth groups and so on. The biggest error that has occurred is when we allowed youth groups to be formed outside of major groups. When we had a society where young people, I don't want to put it that way.
Put it how you mean it, man. Speak from the heart. Don't speak from the head.
That's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. When senior people had time for young people, mm-hmm. we had a better society. Mm. And I think it's an error in allowing young people to go and form their own splinter group when those groups should have been part of the major body.
I take your main point, right? But there are spaces where young people need to go and be able to express themselves freely. And I give you two simple examples and then I come back to you. Number one, the Barbados Youth Parliament is a good example. The Barbados Youth Parliament under the late pastor Victor Roach debated only about drugs, only. And then there was the breakaway by Jason Carmichael, Ronnie Hayward, Tessa Archer, those that first crew. And they went on to make a spectacular organization. Again, now there's this whole movement for youth by youth. The organization that I am in charge of, Nature Farm Ranch, is a youth group run by youth. And they have to make all their decisions. And that's how they build management and leadership. I've been part of other youth groups here in Barbados, the Boy Scouts in particular, where sometimes you have adults shadowing everything they do, and they're stifled, and their creativity, innovation, imagination is not allowed to bloom. So sometimes it can act as a con more so than a pro. But my ideal is what you're actually talking about, where you have that experience and wisdom merged with the allowance of the creativity and innovation. I believe that will give you the perfect combination.
You see, because I don't have a problem you have in the group, but instead of two persons being picked off and sent among the main group, those persons should be free to enter the main group, so that they can hear and see and gain from the experience. Because let us get back to real life. When you and I, it might not be you because you're younger than I am. When we were growing up and we go used to lime under the street lights and so on, we were never allowed to lime by ourselves, you know. The senior persons in the district were always there playing with us and guiding us.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Harvey Street Corner now, you don't see that. And I think that is why we might have seen certain things occurring. Because the truth is, sometimes you can't expect certain people to guide certain people.
It's true. It's true. Like the blind leading the blind. And you need our supervision. And you're correct there.
We need to understand that we have a role, and that is why I know sometimes a lot of people do not understand me, and I don't mind, because, you see, you have to have time to give back what you have gained, you know, and people have to understand that the youth on their own cannot gain from certain expenses. And I also want to compliment Glenn Murray for something he said, but the only thing about it, he needed to go back a couple more years, because it is not only the formation of the Defense Force, but most important was the formation of the Coast Guard. Because as you would appreciate, when you have a country that is surrounded by water, one of the most important things is protecting your coastline. And I mean, after today, we can still understand that. Because the Barbados is a country 160 square miles, and you left it open, as you and I might know, a lot of things would happen. And the Coast Guard came before the full Defense Force, even though that there might have been what we used to call it before, the Coast Guard and the regiment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we cannot ignore those aspects. And I agree with him that when you have something like that and it's played such a physical role, you cannot ignore it. And I don't think he was being political. And I found it rather surprising that Mr. Pint will come to criticize him for making such a valuable point. When at a time like this, that particular force is playing a pivotal role in ensuring that there's stability in the country and that lawlessness is being dealt with in association with the police force. Because most times, in most countries, you can't afford to put the two together. But in Barbados, we are unique that the two can work together and you do not get major problems. And sometimes we do not know how to credit ourselves. And we believe that we can only follow things that are done by other countries. But when it's done by us, we ignore it. And that is why most of the times you always hear people asking you to go and bring the research on these matters. If we go and find the research all the time, we will not learn. We have to be creative and innovative and understand that free secondary education has allowed us to be able to think, and that we too.
I don't think so, though. No, I think that education in its current format actually stops us from thinking. It develops our memory. It helps us to remember. But the thinking part, I disagree with. And anybody could disagree with me. I don't mind.
No, but Corey, be careful. Because if you go down that line, you are self-defeating yourself. It's the foundation that you were given from free secondary education that has allowed you to explore.
But there are people who go outside the realm of that. I don't make that statement without thinking carefully. And it's not even anything I think. It's a lived experience. I tell people all the time in university, right? I either got an A or a C. And the C came from my lecturers who thought, who the hell are you to put your thoughts in here? We want you to regurgitate. And the A came from those who appreciated that I could read the literature, I could understand, I can interpret and put my own thing onto it. So I understand what it is I'm talking about. I'm not just talking off the top of my head.
I understand, but you just can't credit the few of us like that. You have to believe that there are a lot
a few of us
there and who are not as bold as us and who cannot take criticism and sometimes they duck under the rock. And that is why I'm saying that we must admit that there are a lot more and that they must be prepared and given an opportunity to demonstrate. Because a lot of people have ideas, but they're afraid to demonstrate them.
But I constantly ask myself, why, like for me, I don't want you to be a hypocrite. I look at you as a person with experience. Last time we spoke, I tried to get some questions to you in relation to the hot topic of the squatters. And only because your minister was former Minister of Housing. But you always dodge those particular questions before you join with me, a young person, as a senior person, and guide and point me in the right direction. Yeah, you refuse. That's you refuse to educate me and the rest of Barbados.
For example, what? Because I was telling you things, but you were...
No, you wanted to deal with the historical and political points of it, which at the end of the day is a nonsense. No, I want to regurgitate. I wanted you to put me in a position. You sat in cabinet. You sat at the ministry. So you should have been able to walk with me and show me, look, Corey, this is how it's really happened, right? You see, you put the people there and this, and kind of walk me through how it really happens in real life. Because when you sit where you sat, you know a lot more persons who sit on the outside. They don't have a clue and they comment in ignorance. But you guys who have the information, I believe you all keep it close to your chest and probably laugh at a lot of the people out there talking. Talking a lot of nonsense. Ain't no one to talk about.
Can I say something?
Of course.
You know why I kept quiet on that matter? Because
Minister Cameron, you kept quiet on every housing matter in Barbados since you're a minister.
You
knew you called here and you spoke on everything under the sun. Once it had to do with a roof and a door and a window, you spoke on it. And tell me that I am wrong.
Corey.
Tell me that I'm wrong, sir.
I can't afford to do that. Because you all got on the program and behaved that y'all were hearing things for the first time.
No, it is not about us, sir. You see, people focus too much on the moderator. The moderator is a receptionist. These are answer calls. But
just hold on a minute.
No problem.
If there's any person who have always spoken on every issue pertaining to their ministry, then they had to with me.
No, sir. Any? You mean in Parliament?
In Parliament. Program, you think every time I get a call-in program, my role is not to come to the call-in program with these matters? Then I have spoken already to the press and on Parliament about a matter. You think I can subject myself to y'all?
Don't look at it as subjecting, sir. You work for us. Ministers and MP forget that they work for us. You work for me.
No, Corey. And that is why I gave you all the information. And you just spoke about regurgitation.
I don't bring in a regurgitation. Don't even fit in here. That's a different piece for a different puzzle. That don't fit.
Let me give you a good example.
Please do. I challenge you to.
Over 1,000 times. Well, not exaggerating here. I would have spoken about the issue there at Lancaster. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, so every time I called, the moderators pretended that they didn't know what I was talking about. That the land that was sold was not sold by NSC to Chauffeur.
But I never but did that. Every time you come here, you treat each moderator on his own merit. I never did that. Y'all come here, have this thing, oh, I ain't subjecting myself, moderators who to feel amazing. We just here train. Like, for instance, you're speaking to me, information is coming to me from my Facebook, the chat, everything, and I'm asking questions on behalf of the public, the people.
Anyhow, don't let me miss the point that I was making to you.
Your point is made.
Right. Pertaining to the squatters. How many of y'all remember that I said, right, that the squatters were free to go to NHC and apply for the $5 square foot
and join the other 17,000 people on the list?
Hold on a
minute. You ain't talk about that part?
So, you see, that's the problem. You asked me a question. No,
okay, well, just you have the mic, sir.
You're stopping me.
All right, you go ahead, sir.
And those $5 square foot law were between $18,000 and $20,000. Because as you rightfully say, that even though they're squatters, they are Barbadians, right? Or have entitlement. But you know, and all this palaver, I didn't hear anything about that, you know? And people have ignored that, even though the calling program was used to lambaste me and criticize me, if you want to use criticize instead of lambaste. You know what I'm saying? But I know it. You remember it. And you can't tell me that you did not remember that, because I know that you know better. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, sir. I let you talk, sir.
You were probably a little more privileged. And so, you know.
I love talking with you, sir.
So when I go and I speak about these things for the whole press, and then you get the press coming pretending that they know, what am I supposed to do? Encourage them in that? Huh? And when I pick up the phone to call, like for example, I pick up the phone to call you today. I pick up the phone to call you on issues.
Mm-hmm.
Not at your dictate. I pick up because I heard things that I felt I could guide.
But sir, you are not the average Barbadian, and you need to acknowledge that. You are not the average Barbadian. As
not
the former Minister of Housing, under which this squatting had thrived.
The truth is, if that is true, that means that Mr. Punt is superior.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, when I hear him speak, I can criticize two governments that are in cabinet. I can speak with more authority than them. I don't know if there's anything called an average minister.
No, no. That's a moot point.
Because Mr. Point is a very powerful man.
He is entitled to his own opinion. You are privileged to the facts. There's a slightly different between the two.
Yeah, I'm speaking over two ministers' heads.
Right.
I'm speaking with authority and not in cabinet.
You looking to cause problems about them, but I let you go on do that. The cat among the pigeons.
Anyhow, we have to understand this country is a country of social engineering, and people have to be very careful because the argument that you're hearing now is probably the same argument when free secondary education came, and I'm not going to be bogged down in correcting social problems because a country needs to look at how it is correcting social problems.
Correct. And preventing them too. I think we can prevent them, tell the truth.
No, that's the most important thing because this thing about correcting, we should not have to correct. And that's why there are some forward-thinking people who can see these things before they happen. And sometimes when they seek to correct them,
that's like us, you and me. That's us.
People get vexed.
We are the forward thinkers, sir.
You recognize that I might be one too.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed and wonderful day. You hear? The Wednesday edition continues. The messages are building up. So, y'all, I'm going to ask you a little later. Give me a little time to get through them. But in the meantime, we'll get through the callers as well. So, we say good morning and welcome to the next caller. You're on the air. Caller?
Good afternoon.
Yes. Good morning. Sorry. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Corey.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. I got 3 points and about 1 point statement. I don't think that we got journalists here in Barbados as some caller the pointing out earlier. I think we got reporters because I think if we had journalists in Barbados that worth the salt, we would got a clear position on these squatters, how many is illegal, foreign, Bajan, etc., and so on. Right? Mm-hmm. That is one. Right. So it's nice to see the MTW going back. The roads now, I don't know if they'd have stopped, but at least certain roads that I travel frequently, it just seemed that they weren't actually working on those roads. And I now seeing Highway 5, you will know this road, the weed in the side of the road. Now, that is a thing that we used to see in the past more frequent, but now it... I'm like the tax man. When they got a knock, the side that I support, I would knock them. The last 10 years, I didn't see much of that being done on the road that I actually frequent. And now I'm seeing it. But the problem I have, Corey, I relate the top. I was starting from the top, from Mr. Duguid, the Minister of MTW, Public Works. You correct me if I'm using the right definition.
Mm-hmm. Which definition?
I would like him to tell the nation why it is that when the MTW workers read the side of the road, that they cannot have someone coming behind them and cleaning the stuff up instead of leaving it there, and then the cars run over it, the rain come down, and it blocked the curb where the guttering is, where the water have to run, and then make the road even narrow and more uncomfortable for users. I would like that to be, because it's something that was asked on this program now for years. Right? I would like an answer, please. Mm-hmm. Right? If you have nothing to say, Corey.
No, I will move on. Okay, go ahead.
I'll move on to the next point.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. The gap, I agree with Mr. Cameron in a sense on the older people with the younger people. The generation gap is too broad, right? So I think this is one of the problems with you. I understand your point too, the need to be creative and do things on their own, but the foundation, to me, they actually move away from the fundamentals too far from the fundamentals. So I think that the older people back then, that's why we had more discipline in people. I know that all wasn't good then, but still, there's a falling away of morals and all the things you see now happening. So I think that older generation with the youth would have been, they would have a foundation to really build on. Especially even with the music, I think they've moved away too far from the fundamentals too when it comes to the music, the calypso and so on. Right? I think this will be my last one.
Yes,
the thing about the squatters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that there should be a solution, but it's a ticklish one, because I don't believe that if there are squatters that were illegally here in Barbados, some is non-national and so on, even if they are legal, when it comes now to giving land, I won't support giving land first to non-national. I'm a nationalist, and that's why I support the Democratic Party. And you were here, the Trinidad lady, too, but because you all want to know why it is BND, but it got to do with your personality, okay, and your philosophy. Bajans first, and then anybody else after, right? So it's a ticklish one. The solution to me is give them that option, the 25,000, and if they want to give trouble, then you would ask them then if they want to go back home, right? Because we overpopulated already. And we got to look after. Yes, we are. Oh. Barbados is a dense for its size.
No. You've heard and read about our birth rate and the number of persons we need to keep our workforce and the pension, the NAS and so on going. You know about that.
All right. I know that this government looking at the economical side, right?
No. That's both government. You remember Mr. Jones, Ronald Jones, it is? He's in this government.
All right, but I
do you remember his statement about making babies?
But I didn't support his statement, though.
Right,
his
but then what you can put it down to a party thing is a factual thing. When you all put everything down to party, B&D, right, and Democrats and things, it's just made everything so miserable. Either you need people or you don't need people.
Yeah, we need people, Corey.
Right, but just now we overpopulated, but we need people, make up your mind.
But, Corey, please. Look at the problems that it causing FBR too dense populated, right? The water problem, sewage problem, all them is things that can give a effect. So I didn't really totally agree with what Mr. Jones says, right? Mm. But we need that's because of growing all the population.
Yes, correct. Good job.
We need to get our young people, into work,
mm-hmm,
and so on, because we still got a lot that is out of the workforce.
Right. Population and population density is actually a science. So you have indicators that actually create what they call the population density. If you look at the people usually point to countries similar size and have millions more. It has to do with how you plan out your social services, your utilities, and so on. So density is based on that and not you believing that there are too many people or you see some issues like sanitation and so on. So the issue is not that you have too many people, but then the sanitation and the other services need to come up to par.
All right, before you go, I want you to educate me. Barbados is not overpopulated then?
No, please.
Okay, I would look back into that research.
Yes,
okay,
please do.
You have a nice day.
All right, you too. Brass Stats, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey. How are you this
morning? I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine.
All righty.
All right, I want to start this van beating Mr. Murray. No, I'm beating nobody this morning.
Right. We don't want you or anybody to be doing that.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
My point is that I was glad that Mr. Murray came in this morning and made the point about the Defense Force. And most of all about that point, where he would have spoke about the pending overthrow at the time of Barbados by one of our fellow neighbors. And I tend to remember that, like, if it happened yesterday, because it was a Christmas Eve day. But I am glad that Mr. Murray mentioned it so that barbarians would realize that during that period that we were saying how great or how we are, that there were still threats to us, mm-hmm. and that someone was looking, waiting to get this little island because it was to be the Commonwealth of Barbados and Dominica.
Mm-hmm.
And I could well remember that when I said that to a number of people to tell me I was mad, because nothing so never happened. And I'm very glad that Mr. Murray read it,
mm-hmm.
because I remember that by holiday, which I think I would have mentioned it to you at some point, at one stage,
yeah.
where I was walking across the parade square and I get stopped and I had to be part of that operation with the Barbados Coast Guard on that Independence Day. And that is why I am saying that I am very disturbed when I see people disrespecting or anything with the armed forces of this country, because the Barbadians, they go to sleep, wake up, go to work, go back home, and so back. They don't know what they would have passed through during the night. And I am glad now that all Barbados here today are coming from Mr. Murray, that at one time Barbados was under threat and it was to be overthrown. Now, my next point is here with the issue with the squatters. I believe that
before you move on, one of our contributors actually sent a note, and Ty America was saying the Defense Force was brought into play as a direct result of the New Jewel movement in Grenada. There was a revolution against the leadership of Grenada, and the then Prime Minister got scared. That's one side of it. Someone responds with another. So you see, that's what they say, history is about his story, because different people have different interpretations. No, they went on to say that I choose my battle, but it was that I actually have to do my research. I'm not fully briefed on that matter, so that is why I didn't contribute. I will have to be, you know, bring myself up to speed. I don't like to speak about things I don't know about, yeah. and I would like to pass on that, you know, to a number of other people. But continue to your next point, no.
For
remember you giving me your interpretation.
But the point is that with the overthrow,
mm-hmm.
I was a member of the Barbados Coast Guard at the time.
Okay.
And I was one
mm-hmm.
who was in command of one of these vessels
mm-hmm.
who would have went down to the Carinas and went out to sea looking to meet the invaders if they're coming into Barbados.
Okay, you see? That's interesting.
And that's what I'm saying. Then mm-hmm. there's another issue
mm-hmm.
where I would have lost a vehicle, my first car, because I was at a dance when I get calling. When they had something, the whole network in Barbados shut down. And the same Barbados Coast Guard would have had
what
to
network? What network was this?
Right?
What year was this? What year was this and what network are you talking about?
This was during the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the years.
Right, just let me call it now, 1970s. What network are you speaking about?
I am saying the airport
mm-hmm.
and was the they were affected there, you know, like how you could monitor with your radar and things.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went down to the three big battleships above there.
Okay.
And I could remember
mm-hmm.
I was at a dance when they get calling. I went in and I took a small vessel, and on that small vessel they had the reporters, the journalists, and when it came in, I could remember I going to Alfred Pragnell because I had to take over the vessel and ask him if he's going back. He tell me, you know what Alfred Pragnell told me? He said, boy, let me tell you, I ain't going back up there, but I see what you all guys just have to go through, and may the Lord be with you all. That would have been the last word I would have had with Alfred Pragnell before he died. And just all of that,
I want to ask a quick question before we forget.
That had happened in the defense of Barbados.
Mm-hmm. So then it is a fact that the BDF came about before. Actually, when you do the calculation by the year, it actually makes sense. So he was saying that the Coast Guard also came before the BDF. Is that true?
The Coast Guard,
mm-hmm.
at the time,
mm-hmm.
the BDF would have come, and they were integrating now the Coast Guard into the regiment, yeah. And then, you know, to form the Defense Force. And I would have come out at that era. Just, I would have been in the first phase of the setting up of the Defense Force. Mm. But what I am saying is that I am glad today that Barbadians, for one, is getting a look at the role that those departments play.
Mm-hmm. As I said, they do a lot of quiet work. A lot of people don't understand, especially Coast Guard in terms of patrolling the seas and so on.
People
forget.
I can say that because I was a part and parcel of a lot of them. Even they had some things down here, and we had to go and look for. But then again, all that insecurity. But my issue here now, I want to go to the squatters.
Before you move on to that, sir, I just want to ask a quick question out of curiosity and probably for education and others listening. You said they called you in. You were at a dance. What mechanism did they use to call you in?
Okay. I will tell you what happened. Somebody must be because they're calling everybody. Mm. So somebody would have had to pass and see my chair out by Kids Academy. I would have told the commander that I was there. So he called there.
Right.
And so Pierre Paris is who came and called me.
So this was landline?
Yes.
So it's a bit of word of mouth and landline. Okay, no problem.
And
squatters.
I went, and the commander told me we're coming, and I went.
No problem. I just wanted to know the mechanism used at that time to call in people.
Right. You see.
So go over to squatters
what
now.
What I'm saying is that this very issue with the squatters, I believe that I will compliment the Prime Minister on how she's going about it. But what I will say is that I believe that there should be a conversation, as she said, with those squatters and so on, because I believe when people go and do and you see something like that, there will be more in the mortar than in the pestle.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that when that is done, whoever is responsible, because I read an outrage that some people will be saying, I got permission, and think some of the things I hear going out there, whoever is responsible should be exposed, that it will not happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, if it is anything where things were done and they have paperwork, the Barbadians should be told.
All right, thank you very much. A pinch of prevention is definitely worth more than a pound of cure. The music tells us it's time for the regional roundup.